One of the images that fueled the Brexit vote to leave the EU was a poster. It showed a massive line of refugees and migrants waiting to get into Europe. But it's not just Britain that's uneasy about migrants and refugees. Sweden just moved to make it harder for refugees to settle there, and Germany is struggling with its relatively open-door policy. Still, many Germans continue to welcome refugees, including one Jewish family that we're going to hear about in our next story. The family is hosting a young Syrian Muslim man in their home in Berlin. Here's Daniel Estrin.
The Jelinek family invited me for Friday Shabbat dinner at their apartment in downtown Berlin. Their Syrian house guest, Kinan, was in charge of the food. What are you making? Rice, kawaj, a Syrian stew with tomatoes and onions, ground beef with garlic, and lentil soup. Kinan is 28. And he's been living with the Jeleniks since November.
He learned how to cook from YouTube?
Yeah.
He started cooking for himself when he left Damascus on his own and made the long journey from Turkey to Greece and finally to Germany. He ended up in a refugee shelter in Berlin. And eventually he met Chaim.
My name is Chaim Jelinek. And I live together with my family.
His wife and his four kids. They belong to an egalitarian synagogue in Berlin, where men and women participate equally in the services. It's an old synagogue that Nazi forces once seized and used as a warehouse.
My synagogue is involved in refugee aid. They do a lot, and I really think that's the only good way to solve that problem, to get a connection to the refugees and to welcome them.
Chaim and his wife Kira were volunteering with Syrian refugees when they heard about Kinan. The Jelinek's 20-year-old son had moved out of the house.
So the room was free, and we said, okay, we try.
So Kinan moved in, at a time of growing skepticism among Germans about the million-plus newcomers to the country, mostly from the Middle East. Germany's Jewish community in particular has mixed feelings about it.
I think most of the Jewish community want to welcome refugees. That's one side. And the other side is that many Jewish people fear radical Islamism, of course.
The head of the Central Council for Jews in Germany has called for the country to set a limit on the number of migrants arriving, saying while many refugees are fleeing the terror of ISIS, they come from cultures with a hatred of Jews. Kinan says when he met Chaim, Chaim told him his family was Jewish. Kinan says he had no problem with that. He knows there's bitterness between Arabs and Jews in the Middle East, but Kinan says he never saw Jews as an enemy. And he says that even though there's animosity between Israel and Syria, it's a matter of politics that has nothing to do with religion. Food was ready. So Chaim, Kira, their four kids, and Kinan sat down at the dinner table. Chaim handed out yarmulkes for his sons to wear. Kinan put one on too. The family recited the blessings over the Sabbath candles and the wine and the challah bread. They ate and joked for hours. Kinan laughed along with them, then admitted that he didn't really understand a lot of the German. And everyone laughed. He did too.
It's great. It's amazing because you learn a lot from each other, like cooking, like celebrating Shabbat.
This is Chaim's 18-year-old daughter, Rosa.
Like a few weeks ago, he said goodnight to me, but he said it in a wrong way. And then I told him, okay, you have to say goodnight or not, I don't know, night good or whatever he would have said in English. And then he said it wrong like three times or three evenings. But then he started saying it the right way. And it was like just nice to see that he learned some more German, that I can help him.
After dinner, Chaim Jelinek sat on the sofa. He reflected on his country's warm welcome to refugees beginning last year.
This has been one of the most important things in my life because with that moment, we saw a completely different Germany, something we hadn't seen before. Open-minded, friendly, really friendly.
Chaim converted to Judaism years ago. His mother-in-law survived the Budapest ghetto during World War II. The family is sensitive to the dilemma of being Jewish in post-Holocaust Germany. As Germany has given a home to newcomers from a different religion and culture, Chaim says he's felt more at home himself.
There's more clarity that we are different, but we are allowed to live that difference as Jews.
Kenan is taking German classes full-time now. 8-year-old Lily and 12-year-old Yoshi help him with his homework.
We've been very lucky to meet Kenan because it makes our family richer and it's a good experience. He opened the door for all of us to look at that country in a different way.
For the world, Daniel Estrin, Berlin.